Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hey there, news listeners. Welcome. It's your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. It's also the 29th of March, 2021. We've got the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and it's coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. I got Apple news for you, and it's not really news, it's just rumors. Yes, it's that time of year where we do the Apple News Balancing Act. Yeah, it looks like Apple might be developing a new HomePod, only this time it's got screens on it. Sound familiar to other things that are out there? Yeah, it might be why Apple's trying to do this. Yes, it looks like they're grabbing an idea from the Google Playbook, something like the Nest Hub, or even the Amazon Echo Show, by slapping a screen in the HomePod, plus with cameras too. There has been a little bit of rumors about this for a little while now, but they've kind of ramped up a bit ever since Apple said they are discontinuing their full-size HomePod and will focus purely on the HomePod Mini. So maybe that means the Mini with a mini screen. I don't know yet. All right, moving on with actual news now. Sorry, you know, it's the weekend going into a Monday. News is a little bit on the thin side. This was actually something we should have seen on Friday, but we didn't see it till now. Sorry. That's the DM feature that was coming to Slack. I said was. At first, this DM feature was going to basically let anybody have free will and say, I'm going to DM you and you and you and you and you and you've got no say. Then it became an opt-in thing where if you want to receive direct messages from anybody, well, you can. Well, now Slack has pretty much went back to the drawing board with the DM idea. Probably because of the potential harassment that was probably about to happen. In fact, Slack said they are taking immediate steps to prevent this kind of abuse, with the removal of the ability to customize a message when a user invites someone to Slack Connect's DMs. They went on to state that they made the mistake in the initial rollout and the typical experience of a Slack Connect user. Now, yeah, if you already had somebody's email, you could already give them crap. But apparently when Slack went out with the feature, they forgot about all these actual loopholes and maybe even forgot to test about what actually could possibly happen when you completely open the thing up. At least they came to their senses pretty quick. Alright, for our folks over in the US now with Hulu. And those of you on Android, are you sick and tired of watching stuff in 720p? Well, finally, you get a boost. A boost up to 1080p anyways, and it's only on some devices. Now, this will be pretty helpful, say you've got an NVIDIA Shield TV, or maybe even a Sony Bravia TV, where Hulu's already built right in. If you're on a phone, though, you may not notice much difference. Nonetheless, though, the app now lists the new max video resolution as 1920 by 1080. Unfortunately, that's about all the devices we can see that it's currently working on, and Hulu doesn't seem to want to specify the list of which ones are actually getting the boost and which ones are not. The only thing we can get from Hulu is, say, standard definition, 1.5 megabits, high definition, that's in 720p, you'll be running about 3 megabits, and then actual high definition, 1080p, 6 megabits. So you might have to have a look around and see what you're pulling. Meaning if you're only pulling 3, yeah, you didn't get the bump yet. And finally, maybe not completely tech news, but hey, it's one of those Mondays, but this could have tech on it. Yeah, we're talking about that ship that's been stuck in the Suez Canal. You know, that happened last back Tuesday. Not to mention all the ships that are stuck behind this ship, and all those captains probably wanting to get out and swim to the guy and give him a talking to. Any bets? Well, there is some good news on a Monday. Oh, yes, you heard it here first. Probably not, but that's right, the ship has been freed, but it doesn't mean that it's completely out of the way yet. Now those little tugboats are trying to get it squared away. Put it up in a straight line and get her going again. So it's not known when the canal will actually be open to the other hundreds of ships that are just sitting there going, oh my God. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, we'd love to listen to you. Send it our way, especially on Mondays. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website, too, for all the BTN content at BritishTechNetwork.com. Of course, you can find us on Facebook, too, and give us a like there at British Tech Network. Definitely follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But most definitely come by our Slack room. Join our BTN community today so we can chat up with even more techie geeky goodness. You're bound to have a good time, so come on over. BritishTech.Slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, get your week started off well, have a great Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.